You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 17. Revelation, chapter 17. And Gregory, I'm thankful you put me on this study this week. I've enjoyed studying the Word of God. There are two Babylons mentioned, chapter 17 and chapter 18. Both of those Babylons will be destroyed. One is a religious Babylon. We're going to see it in a moment. The other one is a political and financial Babylon. That will be destroyed as well in chapter 18. We are, I think, moments away. This is tribulation passage. And Jesus, we've already been raptured, caught up, out of here. We're in heaven with Jesus Christ. We're with him for 7 years, going to come back and rule and reign 1,000 years. You know, it's an amazing thing. Our president last night dropped these bombs, and then he said, we must trust God. We must have confidence in God. Well, the news media this morning is upset with that. To think that he would talk about God. Well, sure, every president, starting with George Washington, talked about God. And certainly, amen, certainly we need God. Well, God is going to control everything in one day. In our Sunday school class today, we looked at Revelation 5, and he's going to gain the title deed back to this earth. When God created this earth, he gave the earth to man. Man gave it to Satan. That's why the whole world lies in the hand of the wicked one. This whole world, politically, morally, Hollywood, news media, it is all wicked. All these nations of the world are wicked nations. And God says he is going to turn the wicked into hell. That's why today you need to be saved. If you're here without Jesus Christ, I'm not saying become a Baptist. I'm saying become a Christian. Are you a Christian? Say, well, my granddaddy was a Baptist preacher. I don't care what your granddaddy, are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? It's appointed a man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. Here in Revelation chapter 17, I'd like you to read with me verses 1 through 5. Verses 1 through 5, the first Babylon is that of a religious Babylon. Chapter 17, 1 through 5. Let's read together. Pause at the commas, the semicolons. Ready? Begin. And there came one of the seven angels. The Bible says there's this woman. She's a whore, is what the Bible says in verse 1. This woman, verse 3. This woman, verse 4. This woman, throughout this entire scripture here, verse 6. A woman in the Bible is compared to a church. Jesus Christ gave his life for the church. Ephesians chapter 5. He compared it to marriage, husband and wife, and the church. And so this is a religious body. This religious body, it says in verse number one, the latter part, the great whore sitteth upon many waters. We can identify who this great whore is. Look at verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples, multitude, nations, and tongues. And so he says this woman is dictating to the nations of the world and the people of the world what they should think, what they should do. In fact, he calls it an abomination. Look what he says in verse number 5. The forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abomination. Abomination is the word idol worship. Now, where is this city? It's an actual city. He goes on and on. Where is this at? Is it in San Francisco? Is it in Los Angeles? They're rioting in the streets today. Is it in Detroit? Where is this? Well, God tells us where it is. God tells us where this whore, this harlot, and there are many little harlots that come out of her. Where is this person live? Well, look what the Bible says in verse number 9. Here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. If you look up in Wikipedia or in your dictionary, now Wikipedia moved this down to number 9 in recent days. It used to show up as number 1. But now they show a country in Greece and all these other places. But it was always known. If you say, where's the seven hills? Well, seven hills is in Rome. It's always been Rome. God says that one day he is going to judge Babylon, the mother of harlots. What do you mean harlots? Well, every Protestant group, we're Baptists, we're not Protestant. We never revolted. A Protestant group is a protest group. They protested against Martin Luther. My mother was a Lutheran, grew up Lutheran. And so Martin Luther in 1500, it was a Roman Catholic priest. And as a Roman Catholic priest, he read the book of Romans. And he realized justification means to be declared righteous by Jesus Christ. Mary cannot do it. Idols cannot do it. Good works cannot do it. And Martin Luther got saved. He then fell in love with a nun, and she got saved reading Romans on justification by faith. They got married, and they began the Lutheran church. History bears it out. He nailed his 95-point thesis to the door at Wittenberg in Germany. And because of that, he started Lutheranism, which was a protest movement out of the mother harlot, out of Roman Catholic Church. The Methodists started outside of the Catholic Church. The Congregational, they started out of, they're all protest movements. We as Baptists never protest against anyone. We didn't even name ourselves. Our enemies named us Anabaptist. And from Anabaptist, we dropped the again baptizers, and we just became Baptist. Thank God for that, getting quiet in here now. And the Bible says, this woman, whom the kings, verse 2, of the earth have committed fornication. Wasn't interesting. The Pope just was elected from Illinois. Thank you very much, brother. What? And came to power. And this new Pope, the nations of the world went to see it. The presidents, the kings. Why? Because everything goes through Rome. The Bible says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth have been drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried away in the spirit in the wilderness. I saw the woman sit upon scarlet colored beast full of names, blasphemies, seven heads, seven horns. So he's sitting on these seven heads, these seven mountains in Rome. And the woman was arrayed in purple. This leader of this Roman Catholic Church out of Rome, this leader was sitting on arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness. And upon her forehead was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. And I saw, watch, this next verse deals with the Dark Ages. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of martyrs. Again, don't go to Baptist history. Go to Wikipedia. Write in Dark Ages. It's 1,500 years where Romanism killed Jews and Christians. There are 50 million. Now, Wikipedia said it looks like after they visited, it looks like there's 100 million, not 50, but 50 million people that are buried under the catacombs in Rome. Christians that gave their life for Jesus Christ. Do you know that today, if you're here and you reject the Lord Jesus Christ and you say no to him, you'll be left behind when the rapture comes. And God says he'll send you to strong delusion, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Strong delusion that you'll believe a lie. Yep. You won't believe in the 7 years on planet Earth will be an awful time. Right. It'll be a time of 21 judgments that God pours down upon man. Yep. The Bible says that you're not going to be able to buy or sell in those 7 years unless you have the number 666 on your hand or your forehead. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? The chip.
Yep.
And several of your companies around here, they've already implanted the chip. Yes, try it here. So you don't have to have a code to get in the building. You just walk up and your computer company.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it amazing? The robots that are being, and many of you work in that field, the robots that are being created right now, they're waking them up one by one. 20 a week, 30 a week, 50 a week, and waking them up now. And next year they're going to be for sale. And the robots can do it, clean your house, they can wash your car, they can cut your lawn, they can do your thinking for you. Isn't it amazing the chip they can put in your head now and begin to work with your mind what you're thinking? I don't have to convince you computer people. We have hundreds of you that work in computers. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The Bible says that in that day, your family's going to get sick, going to get hungry. You're going to go to the store and say, I want some food. And they say, what's the mark? You have the mark of the beast? You don't have it. You're not getting food, friend. Those that turn to Christ, it won't be you because you've heard how to be saved today. But those who have never heard will get saved in the tribulation. God will send 144,000 Christian missionaries that are Jews to the world. And the Jews will preach the gospel. Many will get saved. I quote it often. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude of all nations and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand, cried out, who are these? And whence came they? These are they that came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They will die and be martyred for their faith in those 7 years. Right. Nowadays, we're lucky if we get people to Sunday school. Yeah. We're lucky if we get them to Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. We're lucky if we get them back to Sunday night or Wednesday night. The Bible says in verse number 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him shall be called chosen and faithful. And he said to me, the waters which I saw shall, where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are the beasts that shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. All these bombs that are going, thousands a day right now between Israel and Iran. And all the fire that's being sprung up across that region today. I don't know where it's going to end, but I do know that it doesn't seem like we're far from the coming of Christ. And so this is the destruction of Rome. And when destruction of Rome, verse number 18, the woman which thou sawest, that great city, which ruleth over the kings of the earth. I remember when John Kennedy was running for president in 1960, many of you that were alive remember that was the first television debate. Nixon lost the debate, though he really beat Kennedy. He had more substance. But Nixon had a heavy beard. And they said that he had a 5 o'clock shadow and did not shave. It was black and white. And he looked like a thug. He just looked like a thug. And John Kennedy stood up there so sharp and so, and he won. I don't know if the communists took him out. I don't know all about who took him out, but somebody took him out. When he was assassinated that day in 63, it was an awful November 22nd. Awful day in public school. They let school out. Our principal of a junior high said, please pray for our president. His family has been shot and killed in Dallas today. One day, Rome's going to fall. All the kings that were governed by her, that's the religious Babylon. But then there's a political and economic Babylon. That's Wall Street. I believe at this time, this is when Wall Street is going to, chapter 18, going to fail. All those of you that have money in Wall Street, one day, now it may fail. It may fail before the tribulation, but it will certainly fail in the tribulation. The economic powers of the world, there'll be poverty. Look what the Bible says in chapter 18 as we go to the next Babylon. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightning with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, has fallen, and become a habitation of devils, and every foul spirit, and caged and unclean and hateful bird. And all nations have drunk of the wine, the wrath of her fornication, the kings. The same thing that Rome did, they did now politically, and they did now financially. And I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, and be partakers of her sin, and receive not her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Verse number 7, she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and I'm no widow, and see no sorrow. And it's going to be burned with fire, verse number 8. And verse number 9, the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived delicately with her shall bewail and lament her, for they shall see the smoke of her burning. A fire in verse number 8, fire in verse number 9, fire in throughout this the burning in verse number 18. There'll be a burning, there'll be a fire, standing to fire off at fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, the mighty city, in 1 hour thy judgments come. Now look at verse number 12. The merchandise of, I'll just read them, I'll abbreviate here. Gold, silver, stones, linen, purple, silk, scarlet, wood, ivory, precious wood, brass, iron, marble, cinnamon, ointments, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, beast, sheep, horses, chariots, slave, souls of men. It's all going to be destroyed. Politically, it's all going to be destroyed. The powers of this world are going to be destroyed. And the Bible says, and the merchant of these things which are made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of the torment, weeping and wailing. Wall Street will be wailing. Geneva will be wailing. Zurich will be wailing. Switzerland will be wailing. The countries of the world that have deposited their wealth and their banks and their riches and their stones and their marble and their iron and their purple and their linen, all of it, it's all going to come collapsing in. Look what the Bible says. And they cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? They cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping, alas, alas, that great city where were made all rich, all the ships by the. Isn't it amazing that the Red Sea is under attack? That Middle East Hamas type group, the Houthis, is it Houthis, is how they say it? They're attacking all the ships. They have promised now, Mr. Trump, if you bomb Iran, we are going to take care of your ships in the Red Sea. Your travel, your merchandise, it's all going to have an effect. Isn't it amazing that 1/5 of our oil comes from Iran? And gas prices are going to go up. The Bible goes on to say that God avenged on her, in verse 21, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more. Look at all the no mores. Verse 22, verse 21, no more. Verse 22, and the voice of the harpers and musicians and the pipers and the trumpers shall be heard no more. And no craftsman or whatsoever crafty be shall be found any more in thee. And a millstone shall be heard no more. And the light of the candle shall be no more in thee. Look what it says in verse number 25. And the bride shall be heard no more. There it is again in thee. And the merchants, which were great men of the earth, were deceived by sorceries. Sorceries is that word from chapter 9 in the book of Revelation. Sorcery is not witchcraft. People think it's a Greek word, pharmakeia. Pharmakeia is where we get the word pharmacy. I'm going to in the 50s, we'd call it the drug store. You still call it the drug store today? You still call it the drug store, yes or no? I'm going to the drug store. I'm going to the pharmakeia store. What do they have at the pharmakeia store? Drugs. It seems like this world is given over to drugs. Mr. Musk came out today and told of his favorite, this past week, his favorite drug he uses. And he's a brilliant man. And he's done good things. The nations of the world, presidents of the world have been announcing the drugs they're on. Leaders of the world have been announcing the drugs they're on. They alter their mind. They cannot think straight. And God says, I'm going to put an end to all this pharmakeia, all this sorceries. So we have really two Babylons, the religious Babylon, the governmental and economic Babylon. And God says, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to destroy them because I'm dealing in my wrath, 1 Thessalonians 5:8, dealing with my wrath on planet Earth. Why would you choose to reject Christ today? In the balcony, why would you choose to reject Christ? On the lower floor, why? On you that are listening around the world today, why would you choose to reject Christ? He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We live in a world, Brother Van Dyke, that this world, they don't want the truth. They don't want life. Our world, you cannot run for an office unless you've given yourself over to abortion. Abortion is death. In our Bill of Rights, in the first paragraph, it says that government is there to protect life. Life. John 8:44, of year, the father, the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning. The devil believes in death. Right. We're saying, let's stop all these mass shootings. These guns, we got to get rid of them. No, you're going to have to get God back in the schools. Right. In Texas, Governor Abbott signed a bill yesterday that every classroom has to have the Ten Commandments posted. Oh, that's having a turmoil already. But thank God for that. When I was in school, right over here, 15 minutes from here, when I was in school, every light switch had above the light switch the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. We never had police on the campus, Brother Tully. Never had a police on the campus. But now since 1973, we've killed over 65 million babies. You cannot kill babies and kill babies without it having an effect on the next generation. Why don't you get saved today?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.